All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to 21 Days to Self-Awareness, Self-Abundance and Self-Awareness with Daniel Gutierrez and Galen Gregory Hogue. We are so excited about this 21 Days, and we're going to give you – today's call is a instruction day call. So we're going to talk about what to expect, how to use the product, what we're going to be doing, and then tomorrow we're going to jump right in to our first statement of the day. And don't worry about all this, because you're going to get a workbook on Monday after the first 2 days. It's going to give you everything that you need to know for this class. So as we promised, I'm going to hand over the class to Gail, who's going to lead us in a meditation, as we will every single day for the next 21 days. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is very special for us. And what I want to do first is just give you a little bit of background. And that is that sacred geometry is so important to us now, because through it, we can better recognize and relate to the creative essence, source, God. The divine organizing principle of creation is sacred geometry, and it builds a direct pathway for the soul to play in this physical dimension, so we can experience ourselves like a bridge between pure source and the earth. So by consciously using sacred geometric tools, which is a lot of what we're going to be doing in this program, a field grows that addresses the core of who we are, and that is love. And this field is going to create a community that will envelop us, will bring us together, not only during these 21 days. It will go beyond, and it will go beyond to us. So we'll use this technology to take energetic shortcuts and advance with hyperspeed in this course. So let's get started, okay? Now, some of you I know may not have either the iConnect or the Heart Companion yet, and that's okay. I think you all know, you've seen the images, and so just visualize these, either one of the tools, the Heart Companion or the iConnect. And the field that we're creating here is going to carry you. It's going to be reaching you. So just visualize and imagine that you do have the product as I'm leading this meditation. So get into a relaxed position with your hands and legs uncrossed. And you can either have your eyes open or closed. Do whatever is most comfortable for you. If you're wearing a Heart Companion and it's on a short chain, I suggest take a moment right now and take it off, because I'm going to ask you to hold it. So I'll give you a moment to do that. And you're going to hold the Heart Companion or the iConnect between your hands across from where your heart is. So your hands are kind of like in almost prayer position that way. Okay? Okay, so let's start. We're going to take a few just deep breaths as we relax. And as you release the air, just feel that relaxation coming more and more into your body. And take another deep breath. And on the next breath, we're going to resonate a sound, and that sound is, it sounds like this, VAM. So we're going to do this together. We're going to resonate that sound 3 times together. So follow with me now. Taking a deep breath, and on the out breath, VAM. Another deep breath, and on the out breath, And one more time, deep breath. Feel the golden light flowing into your body through the crown chakra, enlivening every cell in your body. The gentle movement of loving energy is building an environment of self-acceptance and compassion, all from the heart. Take a deep breath to encourage your openness of self-nurturing, forgiveness, clarity, and acceptance of all the abundance of life. All is here for you. Stay connected to this resonance. You are connected to Source. This is who you are. The Heart Companion helps you establish a strong, continual alignment with Source to welcome this radiance of love. Feel and know the steady stream of Source energy. Feel it through your body. Remember that all is perfect and possible. Your life is for the good of all, which includes you as well. Trust your inner guidance. You are awakening to your true heritage and walking into the flow of abundance. It feels wonderful. You know it is right. You trust and allow the goodness to be revealed. Now let's make the same sound again together, three times, taking a deep breath and follow me with the sound. Ba. To the universe as far as you can. One more time, deep breath. Now bring this energy down into your feet. Allow the flow to establish roots into Mother Earth. See those roots penetrating deeply into the earth. Just breathe and enjoy the flow. And when you are ready, come back into awareness of where you are right now. Daniel.
All right. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. And we're going to start every single day with this connection to the Heart Companion, the iConnect, whatever it is that you have. And then we're going to go right into our work of dealing and understanding and being aware of the truth. As Gail said during the meditation, the truth of our inheritance, the truth of our heritage, the truth of our abundance and prosperity. So some very quick rules or class notes for you. You will need to have a journal, something to write in for the rest of the class, and a pen. I would encourage you to please have those available for you every time you come on the class. You come to the class, because sometimes we'll be giving you some homework. Sometimes you might want to write some things down. All of the recordings are recorded, so you will get them. But some of the things we're going to actually be doing throughout the 21 days, we'll be doing some exercises, we'll be doing some meditations, we'll be doing some exercises throughout the day so that you can be connecting to your Heart Companion and or iConnect. So just a few things that first of all, I want to thank you for making the time to do something for you and to be part of this incredible community that Gail and Gregory have put together that has been brought together with the tools that they have created. Some of the things that you need to know about the class is that if you miss a day, the goal of this class is that you do it continuously for 21 days. Tomorrow we're going to start with our first statement, and although you won't have it yet because the workbook won't come until Sunday night, I'll give it to you so you can write it down, and then we will jump right into that first day, that statement, and you'll have all those. Every single day, you don't have to make every class, you don't have to be in the class, just listen to the audio and follow the instructions. Another thing that I want to make everyone aware of is that because we have a lot of light workers, coaches, business owners on the call, a lot of times we feel the need to want to participate and coach someone. During these 21 days, there's only three coaches. That's me, Gregory, and Gail. However, if you feel compelled to want to say something to somebody because of an experience that you've had, you can ask us. And I'll ask that person, and we'll move on. But most of the time, the answer is yes, and we all get to be part. That's what we're here for, to be here for each other and to learn from each other's experiences. Now, every single day after we're done teaching, we're going to give you an opportunity to share. The magic in this class is not what we say. The magic in the class is what you have to say. And many of the people around the world that are participating in this class will learn from the questions that you ask. So I want to encourage you to ask questions. Today is no different. So when we're done, we're going to give you the opportunity. So if you have any questions, for those of you that are listening in on the web, feel free to write in your questions now, and I will be seeing them throughout the class. And for those of you that will be asking questions from the phone, all you have to do is hit star 2, and you'll raise your hand, and I'll get to you. So I try to get to everyone. Sometimes we don't, but most of the time we do. When you share, this is very important. When you share, I want you to come from I. I go to the mall and spend a lot of money. Not you know when you go to the mall. No, I. We have a problem in this world that we use you, they, them. You know, when they do it, when they, you know what I'm talking about. No, come from I. This is the beginning of really understanding how powerful we are when we take self-responsibility and how we can step into that inheritance that we talked about when we take responsibility, okay? Keep in mind that we have a lot of students in the class, and we're very happy about that. So when you do share, try not to get into the story, but get into the solution. So just get very direct about your questions. Just ask the direct questions so that we can make sure that everyone gets to share. All right. Now, be aware, for some of you, this is all new. And some of you are going to get it on the first day. Some of you will get it on the last day. Some of you may have to take the class again. And some of you will be sitting after the class is done and go, oh, now I get it. It's okay. Just, the goal here is to go from the head to the heart, to get out of the intellect. This is a heart class. We're going to encourage you a lot to come from your heart. We want you to make that journey. And many times as we go through the coaching or the answering questions, we'll ask you to think about where that particular idea is coming from and what would happen if you stepped into the heart space. Now, one of the things that I loved about our starting meditation is that basically in words, I've coined the statement, everything you could possibly desire is at the fingertips of your awareness. Everything is at the fingertips of your awareness. All you have to do is learn to expand that awareness beyond you to really dig deep into that heart space, that heart energy, and begin to remove the blocks that keep you from connecting with Source at 150 50% versus 20%. And that's part of the work we're going to be doing throughout the 21 days, is giving you the tools to do that. And for those of you that are on the calls that are for the first 2 days, tomorrow is the day we're going to jump in. So you want to make sure you bring your journal and your pen, and we'll give you the information in the beginning, but you'll get a workbook on Monday. Okay. One last thing, and then I'm going to hand it over to Gregory so Gregory can tell you a little bit more about the product, about the tools. I'm going to say tools, because these are tools. And the goal is to teach you how to use those tools throughout the next 21 days. There is a mantra that we'll be asking you to read in the mornings before you get on the class, and this is what it reads. And it'll be on the first page of your workbook when you get it. I am aware I live in a world of infinite possibilities and abundance. Show me a sign today that my thoughts bring into awareness that knowledge. Expand my boundaries beyond my experience and understanding, and I will, in return, be eternally grateful for whatever shows up, even a penny. And as we go through the class, I will teach you, and together we will learn what that means to us later in the class. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to Gregory now. And Gregory, why don't you give us a little bit about the tools that we're going to be using throughout the next 21 days.
Thank you, Daniel. You see, what we're going to be working with are tools that are going to help us bridge so much energy and allow us to tap into much bigger parts of ourselves. And that's why the words alone are going to take on new meanings as we internalize them and physically can feel them shifting in our body. So the Heart Companion, something that's very important that brought Daniel and I together the first day, is that it has two sides. And so you really need to understand the side with the star on it. When you have that toward your body, you're going to think of your head in the stars. That is, the energy is going to be moving up. And when you have the other side toward your body, the side that it has the football shape, which is actually a vesica Pisces, that is the divine womb, the divine mother. When that is toward your body, the energy is going to be flowing down and into your heart, be more grounding. That's the way that's usually most comfortable for all of us, and is kind of the default direction, especially for men, because we have a tendency to use our heads a lot and move the energy up and out. So it's nice to be grounded. It's nice to be feeling the energy coming into our hearts. So when you are working with it, like even today, you might want to think of when you hold the Heart Companion, the left side of your body is usually considered the more receptive side. And the right side is the side that puts energy out. So sometimes when we want to receive energy, we have the earth face toward our left hand and the star face toward our right hand. And when you place it on your body, be aware that when you are putting the earth face, the side with the vesica Pisces, toward your body, that you're moving energy into your body. There are times when you'll want to pull energy out. So it's going to be something where you're going to learn more and more to trust spirit. I have some women tell me, they just get up in the morning and say, which way should I put it on? Or they let, however they grab it, go on. It goes on their body that way. So you're going to play with that back and forth, but understand that grounding is always the default position where you feel most comfortable. You can wear it literally all the time. I'd ask that you take it off in the shower, in the bathtub, or hot tubs in the ocean. It's built extremely well. It shouldn't take on water. And if it happens to get like the iConnex, we have people say, I put it through the washing machine. Is it okay? It is. Just dry it off and go back. You know, I've had people drop it in all kinds of situations. It's fine. Now, the iConnect you'll want to carry with you. The side with the small hole is where the energy is flowing out, so you may wish to have that toward your body. Women frequently carry it in their bra. It's something that both of these, when it's within a couple of inches of your body, it's within the etheric field, and so it's getting the energy. So that's fine. Now, people, as I said, will wear it all the time, even at night. I find that sometimes it flips around and the star side can go toward you, and it might get to be a little energizing. Your dreams will definitely be very strong. You'll remember them. But you may find that putting it next to your bed or facing you with the earth side toward you in your pillow, tucked into your pillowcase, is a nice way to sleep. I've had people that talk about being insomniacs, but for the first time, they sleep well with the Heart Companion and iConnect. However, it's always good to set your intent that when you wake up, you'll go back to sleep and wake up when the sun shines on your face or when the alarm goes off. So you're going to be using this as a tool to help expand everything we're doing. It's important to understand, and we'll talk about this a lot more, that there are no causes in this dimension. Where we live, we do not create change by interacting directly in this world. It's only a world of effects. Everything we do and experience has begun on the higher dimensional levels, and then it shows up here. And that's what we'll be doing over these next 21 days, is showing you how to access those higher levels of being. When you work in the mornings, many of you meditate or take a moment during the day to meditate. Meditate with your Heart Companion in a way where you are very aware of its presence. Sometimes I simply put my hand on my chest. I'll even do that during the day at a moment to remind me of my connection via the Heart Companion. Something quite remarkable is going to start happening to you. And that's what started happening, I think, to all of us, is that we have come to this often from a place where we think, oh, my God, I've got to be meditating. In order to be a good meditator, I have to spend so much time, and I have to do it the right way, and I'm not knowing how to do it. Well, just giving yourself over to your breath and feeling the Heart Companion on your chest, it starts to open up your heart, and you'll find that the more you meditate with it, the more you stay in that space of meditation. The truth is, I don't formally meditate that much at all anymore, but I very rarely stop meditating. That means that every single breath during the day, I can be brought back to consciousness. I let the moments of the day bring me to my center. The Heart Companion helps with that process. So it starts helping you stay in that space of meditation, which really isn't something we need to do just once or twice a day. It's a state of consciousness that never leaves us. And so another thing that I know Daniel has and we have that we're working with, some of you may feel that you'll want to start working with the WeConnect as well, because what we do is we put out an intention that we are all connected and that we are in that service to the love that we are, and recognizing that in each other. And what starts to happen with everything we're going to be doing during this 21 days, what we're doing with the WeConnect, and what each of us is doing with these Heart Companions, you're going to be finding, and the eye connects, you're going to be finding you're becoming more intuitive. You're becoming more connected to that oneness that we all are. We're going to start recognizing the connections between us that after this class ends in 21 days, we're going to continue on with that connection. We're going to continue being of service to each other, supporting each other, to recognize that your love that you're discovering inside is going to be growing, and we're all going to be part of that. And you're going to recognize that you are always loved. So I'm going to be completing with, I think, just a final thought that, Daniel, we were talking once and discussing the fact that what you see on the outside, if you can hear it, or if you can read it, or if you can speak it, it's just basically not true. And the truth is always something that's relative and changing. And the Heart Companion and Eye Connect, we're going to use that to show you how to always get to the truth. Because even inside of you, what's going on with your thoughts, they're all projections of your thousands of lives, and that's karma. And we'll be talking about that a lot more in the class, how you shed that karma, all your ways of looking at the world, all your ways of looking at what you think is the truth, and get to what is really real inside yourself. These are the meditations, the techniques, the things we're going to show you, how to bring that into the space inside yourself where you can always come up with the right answer for your next step. Thank you.
All right. Wow, good. That was so wonderful. I want to just go back for just a minute to the We Connect, and I'm just going to say this, and then we're going to, if you have questions, if you would begin to hit star 2 for those of you that are on the phone, please go ahead and do so that I know there's no wrong question, folks. There's only a question that probably a lot of people have that maybe they don't want to raise their hand. It's like being in a class. I don't want to be the first one, but please make sure that you hit star 2 so we can answer your questions. And for those of you on the web, please go ahead and ask me your questions on the web so that we can answer those for you. There is no wrong question. Okay, going back to the We Connect, if you're interested in being part of the worldwide community, I want you to know that Gregory has, and we'll talk more about this throughout the class, but has done extensive research and has placed certain geometric shapes and crystals around the world to help facilitate this energy and to move it forward. And I, last year, actually took a We Connect to Peru. As many of you know, I do spiritual journeys to Peru. And I took one and placed it at a shaman friend of mine's home, which sits above the Sacred Valley, and it's a wonderful place. So she's emanating that energy, and she's part of this whole community. And so if you want to be part of this, and you want to be part of how we use the We Connect, which we will talk about throughout the 21 days as part of this class as well, which is actually a bonus, I'm going to have Gail and Gregory send out the information on how you can do that and purchase that product so you can have it in your home. And it is powerful. I have it in my home. It is powerful. It accentuates and accelerates even more the types of intentionalities that we set forth. And I absolutely love it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Star 2, if you have any questions, a couple of things that I want you to do. So you do have some homework, and here's your homework. Every class that I teach, I think it's important for us to see the results in the 21 days that we set some sort of intentionality for the class, for you. In other words, why am I here? Did I come here because I wanted more health? Did I come here because I wanted more wealth? Did I come here because I wanted more love? Did I come here because I wanted more clients? What was it that brought you here? And I want you to set an intention for this class. And I want you to be simple about it. Don't get wordy. You know, my intention might be to release 5 pounds over the next 21 days. And notice I said not lose. to release with ease and grace. It may be to take a class in Bali, and I'm only saying that because we had someone in the last class who said, I'm going to take a class in Bali. It was $6,000. You heard me talk about Daniela from Italy, and she did it. And she did it. She got the $6,000 she needed, and she's taking that class. What's your intention for this class? Because when you set intention and you back that up with commitment and with the tools that Gregory and Gail have put together for you, it's amazing what transpires. And that's why we're here as teachers, to walk you through that path. We can't walk the path for you, but we can show you the way until you yourself begin to light the path of your own way and the path for others, okay? So I'm going to tell you what you can do with that, and I'm going to tell you why some of you are going to struggle with that tomorrow, because we're going to jump right in tomorrow, and we're going to start working on making this class real for you. This is a doing class and a being class. Excuse me, it's a being class, and I'm excited about what's going to happen over the next 21 days. Okay, so if you have questions, this is your time to ask them. Anything about the product, about the class, anything that you may need, hit *2, and I will see that you raise your hand. And if no one has any questions, we will end our call for today. *2. All right, we have a question here, of course. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. I have a question on the WeConnect. Now,
okay.
Let's say that my partner has the iConnect, and I have the Heart Companion. The WeConnect thing talks about putting in an iConnect or something in its center. So let's say that at this moment, if I ordered the WeConnect, that would be without an iConnect in it. But then, like, maybe at night I could throw an iConnect inside of it. But then during the day, would it be sending out anything if I didn't have anything, any connector inside of it? Or
great question. Gregory?
Yes, it still does put out a large field and energy, and there are people that will do exactly what you're suggesting, which is put it on and take it off. However, when you have the Heart Companion or the iConnect, and there are directions, so you can even put your Heart Companion on it, and it will take it to a much more profound level. Daniel experienced that the other day when he put his Heart Companion on it. You just have to be aware of the direction of the spin and which direction is facing down, and that will be directions that come with it.
Does that answer your question, Cindy?
Almost. If we wanted to sleep, say, it was at night, and we put the Heart Companion and I put the Viscera of Pisces down, would that be sending us up to the stars at night, or would that be grounding us?
That's a good question, trust me.
That is grounding, but then the direction of your WeConnect must be flowing clockwise as seen from above. So just make sure that it's going clockwise at night. And then with the earth part of the Heart Companion facing down, it will be a grounding experience.
Okay. And therefore, we could sleep better, perhaps.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And you're welcome to take these tools into bed with you, too. Take turns. Put his Heart his iConnect on it, and your Heart Companion on it, switch off.
Mm-hmm.
You get connected to these tools, and when they go on the WeConnect, it's going to, you'll feel it in your body very, very strongly, in particular, because you've become connected to that tool. And I've had people say that, you get so connected to this that if you start going somewhere without it, it calls you back to say, wear me, because it's a bigger part of you that you're connecting with that starts to make you more conscious of all of your actions. And to do it without either one of these on your person, pretty soon your body starts going, wait a minute, I need to get that.
For those of you that already have the product, whether it's the iConnect or the Heart Companion, and for those of you that are still waiting on it, you do this when you get it. Because we're setting intention, I want to encourage you. Gregory taught me this, he probably doesn't remember, quite a few years ago when I first got my first iConnect. As you're setting your intention for this class to really accelerate that intentionality, when you go to bed tonight, try wearing the iConnect or the Heart Companion on your forehead. Remember that, Gregory?
Oh, yes.
It is.
Work
it will
with open your third eye.
Yep.
This is where so much can be activated.
So just do that. We're not going to share any more because that's for the rest of the class. But if you do have it, and that's the whole point of this class is to teach you how to use your tools, set it on your forehead and watch what happens. Set your intention. And the question you want to ask yourself, remember, tomorrow we'll fine-tune them because we're going to need to fine-tune your intentions. But the question you want to ask, let's say that my intention is to release 5 pounds before the end of the 21 days. Your question before you fall asleep is to the universe, what would it look like? What would it look like if that were true? That's all you need to ask. The universe answers questions, not demands. It answers questions. Your subconscious mind will then work all night to find the answer. The Heart Companion and the iConnect will blow your mind. Just try it. All right? Did that answer your question, Cindy?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You bet. All right. We have another question from Hartford, Connecticut. Good morning. Oops. I accidentally hung up on you. Give me a second. Let me find you. Can you raise your hand again from Hartford? Oh, here you are. Is it Shirley?
Morning.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
Hi. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi. I'm new to the iConnect. I just got it the other day. I've been wearing it, and now I've been thinking about getting the Heart Connect. Can you wear them both at the same time?
Yes.
Gail,
yeah. You know, you get so attached to these. I still have my Heart iConnect in my pocket. When I got the Heart Companion, I didn't let the other one go. They almost reinforce each other. I just feel like something's missing if I go out without one or the other, both on me. I mean, that's yes.
Yeah, so the synergy is going to activate and kind of speed up the cycle more, enhance the energy field even more. So, yeah, that's what we do, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, and Valerie, what I do is I have both as well, and the iConnect for me always sets on the WeConnect. And so I have this incredible connection of energy going on all the time. So my iConnect's always on the WeConnect, and then I wear my Heart Companion all the time. So the answer is yes, you can.
You know, the first name that we gave the WeConnect before we came up with WeConnect was the docking station. So it was kind of like a place where you could put your WeConnect when it wasn't on your body.
Beautiful.
Okay. And so we're going to get the workbooks in the mail?
No, you're going to get an email. All that's going to come to you on Sunday night via email. Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, and I have another question from Hawaii. Good early morning. I know it's very early there.
Yes, I'm speaking to Simon and Daniel. Hi to all of you.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's Domini.
It's who? Oh, Domini. Yeah. Is it Domini? Yeah. Oh, hi. How are you? Well, then you get up early anyway, so you're fine.
Yes, sir.
What can we answer for you, darling? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, likewise. And hi to Gail and Gregory, too. Thank you. I just don't understand the difference between iConnect and HeartConnect. Simple question.
You know what, sweetie? You sound muzzled for some reason. Are you calling in on a phone or on the Skype?
On my cell phone.
Yeah, because it's not the question you asked did not come across clear.
Well, I think I heard she wanted to have more clarity on the difference between the two parts. The iConnect.
Was that correct?
Companion.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Go ahead, Gregory.
Okay, so the basic difference is that the iConnect was created first, and then people were wanting something wearable, so we put a lot of the same technology in the Heart Companion. However, the Heart Companion has some additional aspects to it. One, it has gems on it, which help move the energy in through the particular chakras that resonate with those gems. So the Chakra Heart Companion has the basic seven chakras, so they all get energy and are opened up. And the Rainbow has an additional seven gems, which increases the energy flow moving into the physical, because that's the gift of the gems. They move energy from higher dimensions into the physical dimension. Now, also, the Heart Companion has two sides, so you can control whether you're more grounded or more focused on higher realms or connected that way. I think women use that aspect very well in terms of broadcasting their energy when the star faces toward them and being more focused mentally. And the other aspect of the Heart Companion is that you are literally wearing it right over the center part of your body. And this is where we need to spend more and more focus and energy right now on our throats and opening up our truth and being heard and working with the heart and activating that. And the other doorway into the heart is the solar plexus. That's where the eye hangs out, the ego part of us that also wants to be included in this process of moving into the heart. So wearing it over your body like that really activates these three main parts of your being, the throat, the heart, and the solar plexus. So that's kind of the difference. They both work well, and one is something you need to carry with you. The other one is a wearable piece that has the gems.
That answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to hear your voice, Darmini.
Bless you.
You bet. All right. So any other questions before we go? Great questions, by the way. These are great questions, and I know they help everybody. For those of you on the web, remember you have to enter it into the box that's next to you. You can't talk to us live, but you can talk to us on the phone. Okay, we got a wireless wireless caller from from Van Nuys. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about the WeConnect. I just received it, and the same thing that I was just hearing about the Heart Companion, is that correct that the ring on the WeConnect, the magnets, can be placed up or down for grounding or not grounding?
That's true. You can do that. I think we've gotten to the point where we just leave them pointing up most of the time. It's not as big of an issue as if you work with a Heart Companion on it, that you're very aware of which side is up and the direction of the spin. But it does add a little bit to the total up or down movement of energy. This is true.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you for calling in. All right, anybody else? Good questions. This is your class, so we want to make sure we're answering your questions, especially if you're new to the product, because we want to make sure. And you can ask questions tomorrow. This is every day the opportunities to share, and we want to get you used to that, because I know that some of us aren't used to asking questions, and we want to make sure that you do. Anything else? All right, something I want to make everyone aware, those of you that are in the U.S., remember that we fall backwards on our time. So don't show up at 8 a.m. thinking whatever the time would be, 9, it's going to be 8. So remember to set your clock so that you show up on time. I think that's it. Set your intention. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Enjoy your products if you have them already, and anticipate some wonderful things happening throughout the rest of the 21 days. And I want to thank everybody for being on this call. And I know that we're going to become a huge community together, and be together, and share together, and work together, and cry together, and laugh together, and celebrate together, because there's going to be some wonderful things happening throughout the next 21 days. So as always, let us be the first or the last to share with you just how much we love you. We all love you, and so does Source. We love you. Namaste.
We love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.